The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Well, breaking news out of Washington, D.C., the House of Representatives just moments ago passed the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill that has almost nothing to do with COVID relief. It's like you and I say all the time, if it's the liberal left and they come up with a name for a piece of legislation, mark it down. The legislation is basically the opposite of the name. There is very little in this bill that has anything whatsoever to do with COVID relief. Most of you can expect to get a check either in your bank account or in the mail before the end of the month. Most people are going to get $1,400 apiece, $2,800 as a couple. And if you have children, it will be more than that. Now, just remember, it's not free. It's your money anyway. I'll stay away from that. But anyway, the House has passed it. It's going to go to President Biden's desk. And if he is cognizant enough to sign it, he will. I'm sorry, but there is some serious doubt about his cognitive abilities. In fact, I was going to get to this later on in the program. A new survey from Rasmussen. Some people pronounce it Rasmussen. 50% of Americans question whether Joe Biden has the mental and physical ability to be president of the United States. A full 50%. One half of all Americans doubt whether he really has the mental ability and the physical ability to be the president. And yet he got elected. And by the way, 51 days now and still no press conference. Longest time in modern American history for a president. And none has been scheduled. Almost every day, someone in the press corps at the White House asks Jen Psaki, the presidential press secretary, are we gonna have a press conference? Oh, yes, definitely. Yes. Mm-hmm. When's it going to be? Well, we're going to be scheduling it, and you'll be the first to hear. So you don't have one scheduled yet? Well, no, but the president has been so busy with this pandemic, and now we got problems down at the border, and he's just been real busy. He's too busy to talk to the press. If this were Donald Trump, at this point in his presidency, without any press conference whatsoever, the press would be going crazy. Absolutely crazy. Since it's not Donald Trump, since it's Joe Biden, oh, okay, well, as long as you tell us you're going to schedule one, that's fine. That's okay. We know the president's tired, and we wouldn't want to interrupt his nap. Okay, all right, enough of that. Jack Phillips, the Colorado cake baker who took his case all the way to the Supreme Court, is back in court again. Now, remember, the Supreme Court ruled in his favor against the Colorado Human Rights, Civil Rights Council or whatever. Supreme Court ruled in favor of Jack Phillips. Now, you would think that would be the end. But get this. On the very same day, in 2017, the U.S. Supreme Court announced it would hear the first case, Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission. That's what it was. A man named Scardina, who is a biological male who identifies as a woman, the very day, what a coincidence, the very day that the Supreme Court announced it would hear the case, Scardini called Masterpiece Cake Shop and asked for a gender transition cake with a pink interior and a blue exterior. Knowing full well what had happened, knowing full well that the case was before the Supreme Court, he knew exactly what he was doing. He was setting Jack Phillips up. So going back, the case trial is scheduled to take place on March 22nd. Scardina versus Masterpiece Cake Shop, filed in the District Court of Colorado. Now, seriously, you would think that the U.S. District Court of Colorado would say, the Supreme Court has already dealt with this issue at now. We're not going to hear it. Nope. They're going to hear it. The good news, Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado is still operating. The Alliance Defending Freedom is defending Jack Phillips again. They released a statement. He is still creating custom cakes. He still serves everyone and declines to express messages that go against his faith. And we look forward to the court vindicating his right to do so here at the upcoming trial. Oh, pray for Jack Phillips. It's been a tough 3 or 4 years for him. It really has. He didn't seek this. He didn't look for it. He's not an activist. He just has a small cake shop in Colorado. But he also has Christian convictions. Pray for Jack Phillips. Again, the date of the trial is March 22nd. We'll keep an eye on that. All right, we're going to take a break and Story out of Pakistan that is very, very troubling. I'll share it with you and much more when we return.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I was speaking about President Biden a moment ago. He is speaking right now live concerning COVID-19, the progress and so forth. And it's interesting. He is taking complete, full credit for the development of the vaccines, for which he had absolutely nothing to do with. And now, all of you know, right? Joe Biden had nothing to do with the development of the three vaccines that have now been approved. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That was all part of the Trump administration, and yet right now he's basically taking full credit for the development of the vaccines, the distribution of the vaccines, and so forth. And I have one question, and it's an honest question. President Biden has received both of his shots several weeks ago, all right? Why is he still wearing a mask? If the vaccines work, and we are told that they do, and I'm not doubting it. I'm really not. I'm not doubting that they work. If they work, why is he still wearing a mask? And if you still have to wear a mask after being vaccinated, why get vaccinated? Just an honest question from me. All right. Pakistan, the world is not one. Paul Harvey used to say that often. A young Pakistani was 16 years old when he, and by the way, he has just been released from 4 years in prison. He was 16 years old when he went to prison. He's now 20. What did he do? And by the way, he was sentenced to 10 years, but he was finally able to be released on bail after 4 years. What did he do? He liked a Facebook post that, quote, defamed and disrespected an ancient building sacred to the Islamic faith. He didn't defame Muhammad or Allah, but a building. At least that was the accusation. His attorneys say he didn't do any such thing and they had no evidence. But he liked a Facebook post. And in Pakistan, that's enough for a 16-year-old to be sentenced to 10 years in prison. Quote, at the time of his conviction, Masih was the youngest Christian ever sentenced under Pakistan's blasphemy laws. He had no prior convictions. His attorneys argued that his status as a juvenile, coupled with lack of credible evidence against him, meant that he should never have been sentenced in the first place. That happened in Pakistan. And then China, happening again. Quote, police have raided the east campus of the Fountain of Life Church during Sunday worship services this past weekend. Officers seized and transported the pastor, his wife, and three other members of the church to the police station. They were interrogated all afternoon. Finally, the five Christians were released. Evidently, this church, Fountain of Life Church, has been the subject of frequent police raids. They also recently raided and confiscated property from an adjacent school connected with the church. Students were intimidated by officers and forced to leave the school. Police also directed the landlords who own the church building and the school building to evict the church members, the church, and the school. Those kinds of things are happening often in China. And isn't it amazing that some woke American institutions like the NBA, remember, what was it, 2 years ago? Pardon me. I think it was about 2 years ago, the NBA canceled their all-star game in Charlotte, North Carolina, because North Carolina had passed a law where men could not go in women's bathrooms, boys could not shower with girls. Hello, common sense. But the NBA was so woke, we will not play in North Carolina. You remember that? Since that time, they have played several exhibition games in China. They broadcast NBA games in China. And the NBA has profited by millions of dollars because of their relationship with the country of China. So North Carolina, oh, no, 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 because they won't allow men in women's showers. Oh, my goodness. But the Chinese, who, by the way, just declared homosexuality as a psychological disorder. Yeah, China. China that has imprisoned hundreds of thousands of Christians and Muslims. That's fine to do business with them. But not North Carolina. It is a strange, strange world that we are living in. Hey, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Got a bizarre story. I'll get to it sometime next hour. About a group of teachers at a Christian school who are in serious trouble because they were playing a game of human Scrabble. Yeah, it's weird. I'll get to it sometime in the next hour. Don't go away. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.